Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Can we stay healthy for the rest of the year as we get through this pandemic, hopefully by 2021? The certain thing that I talked to this in this workshop about was basically start where you are. What's your emotional state? What's your physical state? What's your eating habits, exercise habits? For one, to start there. Also, when you do start, have patience to see results through changing your habits over time, sometimes 3 to 4 weeks, including you might feel uncomfortable. Along with being consistent, being uncomfortable, to get comfortable over time, we talk about what that means. Also, why nutrition might be important, along with attitude and how that can help or hurt the results you want to get in the rest of 2020, along with how does social interactions either help or hurt your ability to improve your overall health and life, along with showing how you care with people around you. Hopefully this kind of gives you an idea of what we're going to talk about today. Not a very long talk, but enough to get you started for the rest of 2020. Talk to you afterwards in the wrap-up. And again, the show notes has the highlights of each talk we just spoke about. That one, go there if you want to. If not, I'll wrap it up afterwards. And the topic today is, who are you going to be in 2020? The same person, different person? When I saw a topic, I'm like, okay. But I always go, what did I do last year and how can I improve on that? What can I do? A little bit of a tweak sometimes to make sure my next year might be a little bit less stressful, a little bit healthier, I think, and then to go from there. I mean, when I do these talks, and a lot of it is trying to help people get healthier, it's gonna be where is everybody, right? Read the room, you know? There's one comedian where he always makes bad jokes because he just can't read the room properly. So what I tell people is, what's your audience when I do my talks? When I do my talks, for example, here, it's gonna be, what's the number one priority? Is how do we stay a little healthier? Just a little healthier. That may be different for everybody. I mean, it might be, how do I maintain my routine every day? Maybe how when I wake up, I do my stretches and exercises, get my routine out of the way so my exercises are done. And also too, how do I make sure I'm doing enough, say weekly basis, to make sure that end of the week, I've done enough to stretch and strengthen my body in normal routine. I had someone earlier outside who had their phone out and listening to their phone, show them how to do exercises. I was like, you know, because they're doing on their own in the hallway, their own exercises off their phone because that's their routine problem. But if they just started, how do you make sure you maintain that routine? What's it take to maintain a routine? How many weeks? They doing something every day or say a few times a week. How many times do you think it takes to get a routine in your head that becomes unconscious?
That's there.
But how long though?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably different for everybody.
I think it's different for everybody.
What's the average though, you think? What's the minimum?
Maybe a couple of days. 4 weeks?
4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes 6 weeks. Yeah. So right now what happens in January every year in America? Everyone wants to join the gym.
No.
No. Not maybe not this group, but you've got people in their 30s and 40s.
Right.
The end of this year, they're like, I ate too much. I didn't work out enough. This year, I'm going to get healthier. So in January, that the gym membership skyrockets the first 2 weeks.
Right.
Then they realize I have to go to the gym to actually work out. I can't just buy the membership and get the benefit. So what happens in February 1st, the attendance drops down. The membership, because they have a membership, they don't sell memberships by the week.
Yeah.
They sell it by the month, sometimes by the year.
Right.
So you're stuck in that contract for sometimes a year. I think now, a lot of them go into like a month now, but it's cost you more per month. But if you don't have that consistency, that will to go, I want to be healthy, not for January, but through next January, when you have that attitude, what's it going to take sometimes every day to have that idea where that first maybe 2-3 weeks, Dave, may suck because you're not used to that. You're not used to that routine. The first 2 weeks, like, I feel sore. I feel uncomfortable. I'd rather lie down and do nothing, but not do this. Being uncomfortable is your road
to getting healthier sometimes. Yeah. You have to feel like, okay, if I'm uncomfortable, if I'm tired, I'm sore, I'm going the right way.
Right.
But you have to get through that, give yourself that 3 weeks minimum to see the overall benefit of the results you want. Maybe losing weight, add more energy. In that same sense, you may feel that first 3 weeks, if your goal is to lose weight or have more energy, you may feel the opposite. Feel like I've gained 10 pounds, feel like I have less energy than before. When you realize, especially if you haven't been there before, it takes that minimum time to get those results, at that point you may give up. So how do you not give up on your goals? What can you do? What do you think?
Just keep doing them.
Keep doing them, but if you're like,
I don't know.
It's, and I go back to the social group, the social peer pressure. We all had in junior high school, maybe even high school too. I'm doing it because my buddy did it. I got in trouble because my buddy did it. Use that same peer pressure with your friends, being here where you are, Brookdale, where you can go, okay, I'm tired, I'm sore from yesterday, but Brian has a walk at 9 o'clock, and dang it, I'm just gonna go.
Oh, so I had this lady 99.
Uh-huh.
And she did it, if you're not waiting.
If she can do it,
you best get your butt over there.
Yeah, I'm being a wimp. Why can't I do it? You know, or they're doing this stretching routine at 10 o'clock. Yeah. I'm going to go do that even though I'm used to it. I'm comfortable. I don't feel like I know what I'm doing. I'm doing it because it makes me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. When you do something that makes you uncomfortable, you realize you can still be alive afterwards. Yeah. You're still going to be there around the next day.
Okay.
You go, maybe it wasn't that bad. Yeah. What do we do when something gets uncomfortable in our head? What do?
Stop.
We stop. We tell ourselves all the reasons it's good not to do it. Just not. I'll do it tomorrow, not today.
If I do it.
Yes. If I do it tomorrow, I'll be better tomorrow. Today I'm just too busy. Two things going on. And now my wife wants me to do this, and I'll do that instead. I'll do that tomorrow. Probably what happens is that thing tomorrow gets harder to do. You know, my wife she bought herself an elliptical machine. An elliptical. It's like your feet go back and forth on it.
Right.
Oh.
And you have little arm things too. And she doesn't really watch my videos usually, but I put together for her that Friday or Saturday after Christmas. Took me 2.5 freaking hours because it came in with all different pieces. Had basically five pieces. So I had that blow up diagram where this piece had a nut, a bolt, everything, and blew out to like over here.
Right.
Okay. Connecting together. And you connect this and this one. So she's used it once. Once. Every excuse in the book why she can't use it today or tomorrow.
She really likes it.
She loves it. It's going to make a great clothes hanger, Dave.
Yeah.
A great clothes hanger. a great room art, I think. I'm going to call it the room art. You know, but something to wear. Hey, if you're going to, I go to a gym because when I go to a gym, my mind says, I'm going to go work out. Mm-hmm. If I'm at home, there's nothing that I can do, I get too distracted. Some people say I have ADD, I don't know, I'm not sure. But I go somewhere because that's where I know I can focus, work out and get the heck out. And the last Friday, my partner was gone, he's on vacation still. I had to work all day because of this, I want to make sure I got my workout in. So I worked out 5:30 in the morning, go get home, walk the dog, and go to work all day. My daughter performance that night, said I was busy at night also. But having that combination of knowing what your next day is going to look like, can you plan things out so you're taking care of what you can take care of? No, but I think with you guys, you're very consistent here with your routine of the walk today, maybe a little cold, but we'll go on our walk. They're probably going on a walk for sure. You know, by all assume, every week, even maybe 2 weeks out, you know what events are going on. You know that on that second Tuesday of the month, that crazy chiropractor is coming to your building to give some type of talk about something.
We're going
to
try locking the door that day.
I know, I got the code. They gave me the code for me. They messed up. But can you have a routine of doing that? And beyond physical is even nutrition too. Why is nutrition important? Health. I just call it health. In the sense where we can work out a lot, but if our body's not healthy inside, it doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. And what's the risk of having a heart attack, a stroke? Everyone has a risk. We can reduce the risk as much as we can by doing enough to help our body stay healthy physically, but also nutritionally too.
A lot of vegetables and fruits.
Vegetables, fruits, and I just go more of a low cholesterol diet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I'd go back in time and re-choose my profession, I'd be a cardiologist. Because what happens? Everyone has heart problems. Because of the American diet, because there's 1.8 million served at McDonald's yesterday only, at that point, people are going to have heart problems. And sometimes the risk might be hereditary. Some people like myself, other things going on too, but can we reduce that risk to the minimal as possible, keep our body healthy? I think that's one thing in 2020 is how do we look at what we're doing physically, but also nutritionally. Sometimes people will do, especially people that are younger, they'll think, if I work out enough, and if I look a certain way, my overall body's healthy. Not true. People that have heart attacks, diabetes, cholesterol issues, high blood pressure, they can look really healthy, but because their body inside isn't, then you have to worry. By knowing your numbers, by getting checked out by your doctor on a routine basis, whatever that might be for you, maybe 3 or 4 months, 6 months, you know where your numbers are, how to improve them. A lot of Americans especially, we have the false idea, if I look good, I must be good. Not true. Okay. Sorry. So it's fake. By keeping your body healthy internally, nutritionally too, you pick what you can do long term. Because when we eat something, what happens? Nothing. When you eat something for breakfast today, what happens by lunchtime? Nothing. So you don't really feel that difference. If you work out, if you go for a walk, you're going to feel different, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
If I go walk my dog, I feel better. I do my stretches, I feel better. So there's immediate gratification, or sometimes much after you do it, a pain sometimes, you know you did something. You eat something, sometimes I'll feel full or want to take a nap. And so it depends on what's going on in your body.
Right.
So can we do enough to realize what I eat today, this week, this month, is going to help me or hurt me in the long run? I'm not the extremist where you can't eat anything at all, but can you eat something where, say, 3-4 meals out of the week, you have good meals based on what's around you. Then from there, I may have something over here, I may have an ice cream over here. But as we get older, I think a lot of it becomes more important. So what happens when you're healthier, you don't have the internal problems people have, what happens? You can do more. You're more mobile. You're realizing, I was talking about Herman earlier too, the brain stays somewhat positive, confident, and persistent versus being down all the time. A lot of people realize when you have health issues, the number one thing is not the health issue, it's how it affects your brain. Mm-hmm. Are you going to keep going or are you going to give up? Carlos, it's you have to keep pushing your body no matter what you're being told, to where I may have this health issue, it may even get a little worse. What can I do right now to help myself stay positive here so I can do the actions to get myself healthy in the long run? Because there's no way to tell what's going to happen tomorrow. But can we focus on what's going on today to make sure our mindset and our actions from our mindset stay positive to help ourselves, but also more importantly, once you help ourselves and we feel that if you want to call it positive attitude and have positive actions, can we then help someone else feel that way too? Mm-hmm. You guys are a close-knit group here. Yeah. Very close-knit. Mm-hmm. Okay. When someone isn't feeling up.
Right.
When someone is more of, okay, they're having a rough day. Or maybe a rough couple days. What's really going on? Something else going on. I think having that socialization allows you to keep the positivity here as a group versus going down. Because once you get down to a point where you're down here and you have people feeding that fire, there's no way out of it. It's been around for hundreds of years. A positive attitude helps you get healthier no matter what. Because you're going to act and ask the right questions and do things differently to make sure you get yourself to better states. But have people is people around you that actually help promote that, hey, it'll be okay, how can I help you, what can I do? Because you know it's called law of equal exchange, right? Law of equal exchange. If I help someone else, the universe will send that same karma to myself out there
right.
When I need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come back to me no matter what.
Right.
It's not a religious thing, it's just universal law. So can I be good enough to have the people around me to make sure I have that attitude? Because when you do that, what happens, it helps you stay healthy too. Helping someone else, the benefit is not only helping them, but the benefit, the selfish benefit I see, which is in a good way, you're helping yourself. You know?
It makes you feel good.
If it makes you feel good, what hormones is it producing? Chemical reactions in your body to keep your body healthy. First, when you feel bad, you're under stress, those hormones cause your cells to regenerate over time in a negative manner, causing more health conditions. So you want to promote things to get better or get worse. It's up to you. But if you go back to habits and getting a habit into it, if you're not there already, can you maintain that positive habit? Or if you have a negative one, can you give yourself time to adjust that habit over time? Adjust. So in 3 or 4 weeks again, your attitude changes over life. Back in end of November and December, I did a couple of commencement speeches for some graduating classes from ROP, nursing class, medical assistant class, and also just a high school ROP class, intern class. A lot of my talks was based on attitude. If you're going to be in healthcare, you're there to help people, right? Mm-hmm. That's the plan. How is your attitude when you're with patients? Can you be a good listener? Can you say thank you? Can you be grateful for having people come and see you? And use the words, for example, the phrase, "I appreciate that," more often in your mindset. So that when it keeps this healthy by the action of being positive and having that positive attitude. I think that's, in one of my talks to the graduating RP class, high school kids, was to educate their parents too. Hey, parents, these are your kids. If I was a parent and had your kid want to get into healthcare, maybe become a medical doctor, a nurse, dentist, whatever it is too, can you help them maintain a positive attitude even when they're going through school, being tired, your friends are out having fun, and they're going to be there having to study all night? Can you make sure this is good so their action of getting through their schooling gets them to the result they want? So a lot of it, I think, is going to be, in 2020 for me at least, how to maintain a positive attitude, act and sometimes do things that might be uncomfortable to make my body physically, mentally, and internally healthy. And again, not fall off too much, right? Because we're all humans. My buddy today called me on the way here, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm going to go do a talk." "Because you want to go to sushi?" I'm like, "Oh." Because what it means sushi is that it's all you can eat sushi.
Oh.
It's not you have one or two pieces, it's you're going to eat till you're full. I'm like, I need a break from that a little bit. You know? But once a blue moon, I'll do that. But can you minimize what makes you feel good versus what's good for you? I think a lot of it is as we look into hopefully spending less this year in healthcare, how do we keep our body healthy on a daily basis that we can't see, so our body inside is healthy and we don't even feel the difference? I think that's important to me. All right. Anything else? Dave, anything else? Are we on the same page?
Yeah.
I think so. You guys are a good group here again. Not to flatter you guys, but you guys are a close-knit group where you know when someone's not feeling well. And you're open enough too, and I don't call it less stubborn, to, like some people would be, to ask for help if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just guidance too. You know, have a rough day. We chit-chat for a little bit.
No, it's a good group.
That's right. I've been here for, I think, over a year now. I just see that even people that come in, they benefit from that. And especially if you don't have people around them that understand where you guys are now, they may be just starting out.
Right.
They may have been living on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to a community like this, they don't know how to react. It's like going to a new school.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What do? I have these health issues now. I've never had it before. These people may help mentor me because they've gone through it before. But being open to ask the questions is sometimes tough for people too. How do you guys break the ice usually with new people, new residents?
Well, with Dave and I, we're at Walker Ambassadors, mm-hmm. so Mia lets us know when some of the news come in. So So you just get with them and ask, talk to them, ask them, oh, where'd you come from? What do you like to do? And just get to know them, get them, let them get to know you.
Get them to interact with you.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Get them to say, at least answer yes or no, or hey, what's going on, or I had this problem going in. Right.
And some people are really reluctant,
And
if you're a private, person, okay, like some people are, it's kind of hard to break that shell, but once you're inside, you're okay.
Yeah, it's just finding that way to open them up.
Right.
Sometimes a commonality, right? Hey, you like this? I like that too.
Right.
What about this? It's something to where it's only going to help them once they see the big picture while they're here. Mm-hmm. But it's, like you said, some people are lucky because some people are just human. They're introverts. They just don't talk to you, but they're happy being in their show.
Right.
But realize to get to a healthier state and be part of this community, they have to open up a little bit. And without them being uncomfortable, that's part of being comfortable with some people. Some people are uncomfortable talking.
A lot of them are that way when they get in, but then you talk to them for a while, then they get to meet other people, and they start talking to them. And
there's a thing called like attracts like. Like attracts like.
Right.
So when you can find out what their likes are, sometimes you can have your personality perspective at least shift to be toward their likes, so they feel more open to you.
Right.
Like right now, Brian, you're doing this, right? So with patience, what I do when I see someone do that, I do the same thing. They smile, I smile. And it might be more subtle about it, because they don't know who I am. They're coming in because they're sometimes in pain, they may have heard something bad about chiropractic, their friend sent them in, and why they're there. So I make them feel like I'm part of what they do normally.
Right.
They talk at a high volume, I'll talk at a high volume too. If they're a fast talker, I've got to keep the same pace, same speed. I'm going to teach my interns the same thing. And they cross arms, I cross my arms. But I want them to eventually do this, because that tells me they're more open to conversation.
Right.
They're going to tell me what's going on with their body, so I can help them. Same thing with you guys, if there's girls here, is how do you get them to open up to you? Because it will only benefit them. But being part of that social community of Brookton. You guys are on the right track?
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
2020.
After it.
The year, right, Carlos? Right? Good. I know.
It will be good. Yeah.
It will be. We all have our struggles.
Yeah.
Can we get through that? I call it just a little bit of a valley to get to the top of the hill again. And help other people get there too. That's gonna be my goal. How do you help more people? My mind is not helping just myself, my patients, but also by doing more talks, by having more interns, talking at more schools, more different events, because I just get the word out there more. How to get people healthier and get the people understand by treating younger people about healthcare. Healthcare is not about being the best doctor diagnosis. It's about listening to people. Start with that first. Be a good listener, then they'll know you're caring about them.
Right.
There's something where that says, people don't care how much you know until they know you care. Then they'll listen.
Yeah.
Hope that helps everybody out. All right, have a good month. Thanks for the golf club too.
Hope this talks up to understand. Start where you are. Where's your emotional state? Right now, where are your habits? What is your eating habits like? What is your physical activity like too? Wherever you are, can you 10% more over this next week? And when you do that, and you're going to see results over time by feeling uncomfortable now, get comfortable at a better, healthier state. Again, it's going to take time. It's going to sometimes be tiring, frustrating for one too, and sometimes even painful. But having people around you to help you get through that, positive people, will help you get your results over a period of sometimes 3 to 4 weeks, even longer. So be patient with your results. All right, so again, the show notes has the highlights along their previous talks, not only the podcast, but also the videos. That point, go there. Keep yourself healthy, my friends, the rest of 2020. Hope you're out of this pandemic soon, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, guys.